Thanks for joining me for the Marketing Minute. I'm Brandy, a marketing strategist and coach for established business owners and author of Minimum Viable Marketing. You can learn more about me over at heybrandy.com. This week, I was going to start a series about fine-tuning your website as part of the kickoff launch of my new course. But then an ad came across my Facebook newsfeed that I just couldn't ignore. By the way, that series about fine-tuning your website, we'll just start it next week. Going back to the ad, the messaging on this ad is all about don't spend your vacation time working on blogs. Instead, buy these bundles, add your own branding and flair, and be on your way. So I clicked through, and there are bundles for almost everything for content marketing, including full courses, blogs, images, lead magnets, and more. If you're a busy entrepreneur like I am, this probably sounds like a dream come true. A pre-written course for $100, 60 pre-written blogs for less than the price of a good pizza. Where do I sign up? I'm raising my hand. Well, sorry to burst your bubble though, but buying one of these is actually not a great idea. Why? Well, because they're selling these same bundles to people other than you, especially at that price point. Maybe they're limiting it to 20 people, like they say, or maybe 50, or maybe 100. But if all those people do what you're planning on doing, just making some minor tweaks and putting the content out there, then you're going to be sharing the same content that 20, 50, or 100 other people are too. And there are two audiences who won't like it if you're using that type of recycled content. The first is search engines. You know, one of the biggest sources of traffic over time to your website. The best way to get free customers is a search engine optimization. Well, search engines punish duplicate content by moving it down on the results pages. And if your site is doing it often enough, you may even stop showing up completely. And the second audience, well, the second audience is your customers. If a target customer reads an article on your site and then reads a super, super similar article on a competitor's site, it's probably going to raise their eyebrows. If it happens twice, they're definitely going to take notice. And if you think your customers aren't reading the blogs or taking courses from your competitors, think again. If they're really into your subject, and they're probably following multiple people on that subject. I've been doing marketing for over 15 years, and I still follow all the big expert sites as well as other people like me. If you're lucky, your readers will think your competitors are stealing your content. They may even send you the links to point it out. Of course, then you have to come up with a response. What are you going to tell them? Yikes. And if you're unlucky, your readers may think you're ripping off someone else's content. Maybe they'll point that out to your competitor while no longer following you or buying from you. And if they paid for that content, like in the case of a course, honestly, I don't even want to think of the damage control you'd have to do there. But don't worry, this episode isn't all doom and gloom, because you do have choices that aren't just pounding the keyboard for hours on end to create your content. Choice number one is to batch content. I've talked and written about this before, so if you want all the details, be sure to grab the link to the previous post in the show notes. But when you batch create content, you save a lot of time because you're not switching between multiple different activities. That's really hard on your brain. Instead, you brainstorm, you outline, you create, all on related topics, so your brain keeps chugging along at peak productivity. And once you get used to doing this, you can make a month's worth of content in a matter of focused hours. Choice number two, hire someone to create content especially for you. If you've got more money to invest than time, you can also choose to hire someone to create the content for you. There are writers all over, from freelance marketplace sites like Fiverr to entrepreneur Facebook groups. You may pay a bit more for your content, but you should also be able to ensure that it's unique just for you. The pricing on this usually ranges from about $15 a post to hundreds of dollars a post, depending on the experience of the person writing and the length. And then there's choice number three. That's simply changing your content model or creation process. Yep. Changing what you're doing is a choice too. Even if you've been blogging for a decade, you can still change your mind. You may decide that it's easier to talk than write. If so, you can use all that talking to create a podcast or to simply record your content and then have it transcribed and edited into a post. Maybe you want to dip your toe into video creation. If your current content model has you stagnant, then change it up. You have my permission. Those are your three choices over purchasing pre-made content bundles and what to do instead. I hope this gave you some good food for thought. This week's episode was brought to you by my new course, The Foundations of Minimum Viable Marketing. In this self-paced course, you'll learn how to set up your website and email list for success. I also cover how to decide what content model is best for your business and my secrets to batching content, no matter which model it is. You can learn more and sign up over at minimumviablemarketing.com. Finally, let's talk about the question of the week. This week, I want to know, what's the best investment you've made in your business in the last 60 days? Remember to join in the conversation over on Instagram or Facebook. The links are in the show notes. And if you have a question about marketing that you'd like for me to address, just send me an email, brandy@heybrandy.com. My inbox is always open.